Well, the Union of Students in Ireland says it supports the rent freeze bill introduced in the Dáil last week. The union says more and more students are being squeezed out of the rental market in Dublin, Galway, Cork and elsewhere. It plans to make rent and travel costs a key issue in the upcoming election. I caught up with some students travelling up to 4 hours a day to and from college.
We will shortly be arriving at Longford. Please mind the gap. Thank you for travelling with Urinrail Air.
It's 8 a.m. on a grey morning and the Sligo to Dublin train is filling up with commuters. I'm on the hunt for students making the commute to and from college each day. I don't have to look far as the person opposite takes out a textbook.
My name's Imad.
Imad, I find out later, is a second year medical student at TCD. 5 days a week he travels 2 hours from Longford to Dublin and 2 hours back again.
Every day I take the train. I usually take this train, to be honest, the one that leaves Longford at 7:50, so it's not too bad. And I get here at like 9:45, 9:50, and I do this every day, and I get the last train back home as well, which leaves Connolly Station at 7:15, and I get to Longford at 9:30-ish.
And you've been doing this for a couple of years now, is it?
Yeah, this is my second year of college and I've been doing it for a year and a half now, so yeah.
Since starting college, the medical student has not been able to find affordable accommodation in Dublin. He's now looking to third year, when he'll have to stay in the city for hospital rotations.
If I wanted a nice student accommodation, I'd be looking at, you know, $8,000 a year, something like that. My friends that used to commute and lived up here, they are living in digs, so like they're just renting a room in a host family at the moment. If I can just like get digs, like rent a room in a host family somewhere like in Tala beside the hospital and stuff like that, so that would be, I'd be more than happy with that. That would be fine. So that's my plan at the moment. Yeah.
Imad is one of the new style student commuters travelling up to 4 hours a day for education. Instead of going to the library after classes, they scramble for seats on buses and trains.
I try to make use of my time. I'm on the train 4 hours a day, every day, so I think of it as 4 hours of study, basically, extra onto my time. So.
And do you always manage to get a seat on the train? Because it can be quite crowded.
Yeah,
how about,
yeah.
I know coming up it's probably easy, is it?
Yeah, coming up is easy, obviously. I'm from Longford, but coming back, like the train at 7:15, that I take, it's usually, it gets full by like 7:05. So I always try to get there at 7 o'clock, because if I don't get there, then I won't have a seat and I'll be just sitting there, won't be able to study. So yeah, I always try to come as early as possible.
As colleges become more crowded, competition for accommodation increases, something the Union of Students in Ireland says cannot go on.
Yeah, we know students who are paying and being asked to pay €800 for a bed and for a room in accommodation in Dublin. Now, outside of Dublin, the prices are still staggering as well. We know of people who are being asked to share bedrooms and paying €200 a week for the privilege. So that's the kind of thing that you're dealing with. They're moving from couch to couch in friends' apartments and friends' houses. And of course, that brings with it an awful lot of issues in terms of safety and having somewhere to call home, I suppose, at the end of the day.
USI President Lorna Fitzpatrick says the union supports the rent freeze bill introduced by Sinn Féin last week.
The current level is just unsustainable. It's so expensive at the moment, it's just unaffordable for people. So while it can't be increased by any more than 4% year on year, that 4% is still a staggering amount. So we're supporting the rent freeze bill to ensure that the rents no longer increase by 4% or any percent, I suppose.
Will you be mobilising students to get out and vote on this accommodation issue?
We will most definitely be getting out there. The fact of the matter is that government and political parties need to recognise that students are a large cohort of people who have a lot of concerns in relation to the financial situations that they're being placed under to achieve an education, which is something that should be a right and not a privilege.
It's now 5 o'clock in the evening and students are lined up at Bus Áras to take the buses back to Athboy, Wexford and Trim. Do you come from Trim every day?
Yeah.
And how long does that take you?
About 2 hours to an hour, depending on traffic.
Really? Each way?
Yeah.
Then where are you going to college?
In Coolock.
So that's why it takes so long, because
yeah,
you have to get across the city?
Yeah.
Okay. And would you prefer to be living in Dublin, and why can't you?
Just the cost of like accommodation is way too high and stuff like that.
So have you had a long day?
Yeah, definitely. very tired right now.
So when you get on the bus, do you have a bit of a sleep or do a bit of study or what can you do?
I'd probably sleep, like, yeah.
And the same again tomorrow, back again tomorrow?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Over at Connolly Station, the Sligo train on Platform 4 is almost full, well before departure time. International Finance and Economics student Darren Dooner boards at Maynooth on the return leg of his daily commute from Longford.
Could be four times, unless I stay with friends during the week, so around four, so yeah.
Where are you in college?
Maynooth, university.
And did you look for accommodation? Was it a possibility for you to stay?
Twin rooms is ridiculous. The price they're looking for, $120 maybe, if living with someone that you don't know. And like I'm looking for places now. I looking at DAF the other day. They're looking for, it could be €700 for a room in the house that, you know, it's not done up well.
Darren works weekends to come up with his €80 a week travel costs. And he's angry that students in the Dublin region benefit from a €27 a week LEAP card.
£21.50 for a return ticket, like one coming back and up. It's just crazy.
So that's over €80 a week coming up and back?
Basically, yeah. We can get a weekly ticket for €85, but one, if you're just, say, just like 4 days a week, you're basically the same as getting a one-way ticket up and down, £21.50. €85. That LEAP card system should be in effect for, if it's in effect for you going from Maynooth to Kilcock or Maynooth to Enfield, why isn't it in effect for if you're a student going from Maynooth to Mullingar, Maynooth to Longford, Maynooth to Carrigan Shannon?
Let me take Chocolate Dog Egg on Mullingar.
As the Christmas term comes to an end, Lorna Fitzpatrick at the Union of Students in Ireland says some accommodation will become available as students drop out or move on.
Some will drop out, but many may be going on placement after Christmas. So some courses would have quite high levels of placement, or some colleges would have some high levels of placement. And so some students may be actually moving to attend placement and to go through placement. So there may be some becoming available, but nowhere near what we need.
At 7 p.m, Darren leaves the train where his dad has been waiting since he finished work at 6. As he heads home, I think of Imad, the TCD medical student, who's just now beginning his 2-hour journey home from Dublin.
Longford, please mind the gap. Thank you for travelling with Eumrail Air.
Some of the long-distance student commuters talking to me there. We're back with more after this break.